Welcome to another episode of Trench Tips. Today, I've got a very special guest. We've got no Jack, and I'm pretty grateful for it, to be honest with you, because we've got someone even better. We've got King Louis. He's one of our newer hires, but he's gone through the rigorous training regime that we send all of our salespeople through. And a lot of people ask me, how do you get such great results out of the salespeople? And today, I really want to break down Louis' journey and how he's ended up being as successful as he has. So, Louis, kick us off. Mindset's really important at one. So, how did we get you to a position where you could really adopt the WAM mindset?
So it's a great question. I guess I'll go back a little bit first and just say, I think the podcast is probably on an up now that I'm here instead of Jack. So RIP Jack. But for the mindset, well, I mean, the SAS approach is spot on. It's turned me into a trained killer. I've heard people walking past me saying, "You're hard as nails." But I think the best one is when I come into the office and I get bagged straight away in the morning, plastic bag straight over the head, and you just stand there and scream, "No, no, 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 no," at me as a prospect would. That one really gets me going. I like that one. And then you switch it up just on a Wednesday for the hump day, just get the morale up a little bit more. And instead of no, you're screaming email request. Just give me an email. I don't want to talk to you. I want an email. Do you not have my email? And that one is just perfect. I can't fault it one little bit, to be honest.
No, I think it's an important thing to do. And obviously, we're cold calling, right? So we make this as cold as possible when Louis comes in. All the windows are open from the night before. We make sure that he takes his shoes and his socks off. He has to dangle them out of the window. The bag goes over the head. We make it feel as cold as possible. And really, I mean, the results you've had from that mindset, once you've gone through that, what is it that a prospect could possibly say to you to put you off?
Well, I don't know, but Zach, don't forget you actually came around my house before Christmas as well without even knowing my address, and you actually broke my boiler so that it was cold there as well. So I like that it's a real work from home environment, but what could a prospect say that puts me off?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. I just, I'll either get him to book in. Or I won't say the next bit because I'll never be invited back.
Exactly. So that's how we develop the mindset. Now the other thing that's important to us in the early days, human beings are hierarchical, right? We like a very, very firm pecking order. So when Louis started the business, he's no different than everyone else. We like Louis, but he had to be reminded of what the pecking order was. So Louis, when you first came into the business after your interview, what did you notice in terms of what we were trying to do to establish that pecking order?
Well, it was really weird actually. So I had the recruitment calls and all those sorts of things with you guys, and the cameras were off the whole time, and I couldn't really figure out why. And then when I came in on the first day and I looked at you and everyone else like was in shock, I swiftly realized that there's actually a rule that I'm not allowed to actually look you in the eye, which is why I'm sort of turning my head away from you a little bit. So you have to pass probation to actually be able to address any senior in the business. And if you haven't, then you have to stand up every time you see them and call them my lord. But thankfully after my intense training, I've managed to pass probation and be able to just call Zach my lord without having to stand.
Exactly. Now, one thing that I think will stick with me for a long time is when you did pass probation and I said, Louis, look up. And we made eye contact and the tears that welled up in your eyes because you knew, look, this is the way it's going to be now. We can look at each other. And those 3 months, look, it's not easy for me either. I don't like doing this stuff, but I think it's important to establish who's the boss and who's the cannon fodder in this mission. I hope you agree.
I couldn't agree more. It was tears of joy though. I should put it out there. Just I've never had such an attractive boss, to be honest with you.
Well, then it's
My lord.
understandable. Yeah, no, yeah, of course, a lot well later. So the third one is we do rigorous stretching in this job. We're asking people to do 500 dials a day, 700 dials a day. We get them dialing from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed, and the hand can become very calloused and very stiff as a result. You need to have very nimble dialing powers, especially in your dialing hand. So, Louis, what training regimes have you adopted using the WAM approach to keep your hand nimble, able, and like a weapon?
Wow. Normally, I actually charge people to hear my sort of finger training regime, but I tell you what, I'll do it on a one-off. I'll let you know. So the first one is I like to get a little tech deck out in the morning, and I said tech deck. I don't want any Australians getting the wrong idea. So the little finger skateboards, and you wouldn't believe it. I'm ollieing, kick flipping. And that starts my day from about 4 a.m. up until about 8:30 before I begin the work commute. Gripping exercises. It's actually a staple on all of the WAM desks to have grip trainers. They're all 200 kg resistance. So if you can't really do that, then you probably won't last here very long. So just have another job lined up. But it's just all about that strength. So I actually go to yoga classes outside of work, but I don't do the full body stretches that they're encouraging. So I'm actually a master of downward dog, but just with my fingers. So, I mean, take that how you will.
And have you noticed in any other parts of your life having that extra dexterity in your hand, that extra grip strength, malleability, stamina? Have you noticed having that has improved any other parts of your life?
Oh yeah, big time. It's not one that people are going to expect, but pancake day is coming up, and I'm actually really good at gripping frying pan handles now. I've actually had to buy a few new handles. Just the grip strength is just ruining them, to be honest. But yeah, I'd probably say mostly in the kitchen, and then I don't know. I'm really good at turning the pages on books as well now.
I have noticed that. I have noticed the way you turn in those book pages. Look, now we can make eye contact, and I can watch you do that. It's quite an experience. There's a few honourable mentions in here as well, Louis, isn't there? There's a few things that you've done along the way that you thought it was maybe worth mentioning.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few. So I mean, unfortunately, on the first week, I only booked one meeting, first time ever on the phones. So you had your henchman sort of strap me to a chair and actually beat me with a belt. That was an honorable mention, but I just thought maybe some people couldn't handle that because they're not as resilient as I am. I remember you also telling me that whenever a prospect says, "Yeah, those problems stand out to me," to actually tell the prospect that they don't have those problems and they're lying. That one has actually worked lots, and anyone who's watching or listening, I would highly recommend that if you're trying to up the diary, give that one a go. I'm trying to think of another one, but there's so many. Have you got one that sort of stands out for you, Zach?
I think it's the regular testosterone samples that we take from you. Obviously, when you started, you were testosterone-wise, you were a very average man of your age. Now you're somewhat akin to a well-seasoned stallion, who's maybe being bred for mass mating purposes. At the start, you weren't that. Whereas now, you are. And one thing that I want to make really clear here is if the testosterone levels aren't right, and this is both male and female in the business, it is an immediate disciplinary because we have to have only alphas in the business. And I think that's something you've really done well at. Obviously, we're going to take your next test after this meeting, so hopefully it's not gone down. And yeah, what I've seen from you at the minute is just it's something extraordinary. So I appreciate you putting the extra effort in. So look, Louis, one thing that you've told me that you're really grateful for in this job is just how simple your life's become as a result of it, and how dedicated and motivated you can be just because of how your lifestyle's changed. So can you talk to us about how your life's changed outside of work as a result of working at one?
Boy, can I? Yeah, so let me paint a picture first. So before I joined Wham, I was probably getting up, going to the gym, really active. I would come home and my girlfriend was there. We'd cook dinner, maybe have a glass of wine together, sit by the fire and do what couples do. But now, with all that testosterone coursing through me, it's great, really. I don't go to the gym anymore. I just do the finger exercises. That's enough. I've probably gained maybe like 3 or 4 kg of fat since I joined. So, with that testosterone, I just keep telling everyone I want to bulk, and it's working. The other bit is my girlfriend. She cost a fortune, but ever since working at Wham, using all the training I've got, not only have I hit commission and actually nearly bought a Ferrari, but I also decided to just sack the girlfriend off. Waste of time. When she's just nattering in my ear, I can't be making cold calls at the same time. She didn't like pretending to role play and be a prospect either. So she's gone. And yeah, I'm getting heavier day by day. My energy's on the decline. I can't really see very well anymore because I just look at a computer screen all day. And yeah, single Pringle, ready to bingle. So if anyone's watching this and, fancies role playing and being a prospect, but just give me a shout.
Beautiful, beautiful. And if you're listening, you think that's the kind of guy I want in my team. You're looking at your sales floor and it's pathetic. There's no steroids, there's no autism. You need to come to Wham because Louis provides both. He's riddled with autism, he's taking steroids, he's doing his finger exercises. This is the guy that could help you. So, Louis, thank you for joining me. Thank you for everything that you do. Long may it continue, and long may you reign. All hail, King Louis.